While former Denal Board Chairperson Daniel Manja, together with former Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown, played a key role in aiding state capture at the state-owned arms manufacturing company. Well, this is according to the second State Capture Commission report released yesterday to President Cyril Ramaphosa. Risha Madurai has more.
According to the report, the 2015 Board of Directors of Denal, led by Manja, failed to carry out their fiduciary duties when they suspended top-performing executives. The Commission recommends that Denal, the Department of Public Enterprises, and the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission consider bringing court proceedings against Manja and other former directors, declaring them delinquent or under probation.
Well, as South Africa embarks on Census 2022 today to count